Now, I believe the governor will be taking the scissors very shortly, I suspect in her right hand, and will be attempting to cut through this ribbon. The cutting has almost begun. It has begun. There is no sign of a mad horseman. The cutting has been completed.
Many years ago, my mother was a girl working at Mark Foy's on the ribbon counter, and she was the sales girl who sold the ribbon that was stretched across the bridge for the original opening. And in her scrapbook, we have a tiny little piece of that ribbon.
Really?
It's very exciting. Yeah, so in memory of my mum, I'm walking today. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she never walked across this bridge. Even the day it was opened in 1932, she never walked across it.
I've got to say, I thought it was quite a moving experience. And is that the Bridge Symphony that you're playing? I thought it was marvellous.
I'm Richard Felix from Melbourne.
Right.
All the way up here for this.
So what sort of emotions are going through you at the moment?
Bubbling. Feel good. I'm usually afraid of crowds, but I feel really good.
How do you feel about doing this walk today?
It's just an awesome experience just to be walking actually on the bridge rather than driving. It's just, and the atmosphere is just beautiful. Everyone's just so happy and just, it is a historical moment, I guess.
My name is Santino Yombolwek. I came from Sudan. It is really very exciting. I am happy also to be a part of that story. What is impressive is that when this bridge was built 75 years ago, there were no computers, and I was wondering how it had been done. You know, the technology, how did they calculate it at that time? That was, you know, my surprise.
It's worked beautifully, very well organized. 100%.
The New South Wales Minister for Roads and Minister for Commerce, the Honourable Eric Ruzendahl, MLC, was there.
Well, I think it'll be a great day of community spirit, celebration of an Australian icon, and it's going to be a fantastic day.
Do you have any personal memories of the bridge yourself? Anything connected with the bridge?
Well, I've got a lot of memories of the bridge, but I think the one that stands out is my brother and I always fighting over who would hand over the 20-cent toll whenever we crossed the bridge to visit my grandparents. And those days have changed since it was 20 cents, but it's certainly something I always remember.
They used to have ads on the bridge that used to flash, and I can remember one, I think it was Smoke Capstan, the Empire's favourite cigarette. I don't think you'd put an ad for cigarettes these days, would you?
We're from the US, but we live here in Sydney now. Australia seems to be very good at this kind of stuff. Better than the US, I think. It's my impression.
How does this bridge compare with your Brooklyn Bridge, say? Or your...
Ask her.
Well, the Brooklyn Bridge is quite an extraordinary piece of work. It doesn't quite have the sense of celebration, though, that this bridge has. And I think with the icon status of the combination of the harbour, the bridge, and the opera house, that I don't think there's anywhere else in the world that kind of matches that. But no, there's no city. I've lived in many, many major cities, and there's no city that puts on parties and celebrations better than Sydney does. And we've committed to doing the bridge walk again in 25 years, even if I'm one of these little ladies with a cane. Jasmine and I are going to do it again.